This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is getting Buck tonight. Buck Williams, dude, running down the baseline, catching a lob and slamming it home.
Just one of those where like my whole body's out of bounds, but my feet are still in bounds.
Yeah.
For 100 yards.
We're going to be buying cups of liquor from Vietnamese immigrants tonight. I'll tell you that for sure.
Oh, yeah, baby.
For sure.
I don't even know what kind of liquor.
We're getting so Buck tonight that Mike Malloy has agreed to make an appearance at the Roost.
Yeah, woo! Dude. Snake blood.
Well, you had like two or three drinks last night, and I think Sean Jordan maybe finessed it out of you.
Yeah.
Sean was trying to get it out of me last night, too. He's like, no, come to the Roost tonight. That's... We came all the way to the Virgil to trick you into coming to the Roost.
We were trying to get you to, it was a the Roost.
Thought out plan.
It's like if you, okay.
What a fucking...
It's like if you kill a hitchhiker, or if you break a window, but then you tell your parents you killed a hitchhiker, and then you're like, I didn't really, but I broke the window. They're like, oh, that's fine.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
Same thing.
Did last that ever night, work for you?
Multiple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've killed a lot of people.
Sean, again? Oh, wait, this is probably one of your ruses.
This is a roost ruse.
It's a roost ruse.
I might have told this on here before, but one time I broke my friend's toilet handle. I tried to flush his toilet, and I don't know how hard I tried to flush it, but I broke the handle. And we're all at the dinner table. It was me and these two kids. I don't want to say the names. And then their parents. And their parents sit down. They're like, all right, who broke the toilet handle? And I just sat there. And they were both like, neither one of us did it. And they started yelling at each other. And the parents are like, all right, check it out. You're both grounded until we figure out who did it. And I go, I did it. And they're like, oh, great. That's fine. And then everything went on.
Why don't you want to say their names?
Killer story, right?
Yeah.
It was great. It was a great story.
CJ and Jackie.
I think it's important to incriminate anyone.
They didn't do it.
Yeah.
The whole story was about how they didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you got that in towards the top of the podcast.
Right away.
Yeah. Just make sure the most amount of people are listening.
You got to get the hook
for
in.
For stories like that.
You got to get
literally
the hook right
thousands
in
thousands and thousands of
tens,
people.
Tens of thousands of people just
tens
heard that story.
Thousands
we
of people.
We have to... Bruv.
The hook is
bruv.
In.
Bruv.
Uh-huh.
The hook.
Yo, bruv, check it.
Bruv,
yo,
that story was not proper mental.
It wasn't mental.
Bruv, safe, bruv. Proper safe, bruv. Banger story, bruv.
Couple of chavs.
And by that, yeah.
You didn't even say it with an accent.
Yeah,
couple chevs.
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 You know.
Chev Chelios.
Chevs on the estate.
Sean S. Jordan there with the bangers. Oh, by the way, it's that kind of podcast.
That kind of podcast.
That's what podcasting is. Sean S. Jordan with that banger ass story.
There it is, dude.
Probably got a couple more like it coming down the pipe for you.
Hope you guys are in some traffic. You got some stories coming
up. How long are these usually? 45 minutes? In the next 45 sure. minutes?
45.
What, the interest?
No, the purpose. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram.
Seen a lot of those out there.
A lot of them.
Getting thick.
The influence has never been clearer.
What a little hunter.
Halloween.
Just around
by the way, Halloween is right around the corner.
It's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Right
for God's sake.
What's coming up?
My friend Louis Weymouth is trying to get me to go to a reggae night on Halloween, and I'm like, I don't have the heart. I'm like,
that is a weird move.
Yeah. It sounds fun, but it's like,
does it?
Yeah, but I'm like,
does it sound fun on Halloween?
No.
I thought there was an idea of a Halloween party being bandied about.
It's on a Wednesday is the only thing.
You got to commit to one weekend or the other. I think it's the weekend before.
I think it's before. No, it always feels weird after, though, after. Right?
I like the weekend before.
Oh, but it's November.
Yeah, it's November all of a sudden.
It's like you got to do it in October.
Some other shit happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving month.
Speaking of other shit happening, what do you got coming up? Where can people see you?
10,000 Laughs probably when this is coming. Like, I don't know. Go to 10,000 Laughs Festival and watch us do stand-up. In Minneapolis, October 19th.
Will Cobb's happen at this point?
I'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
That might be that Thursday.
This comes out the 3rd, I think.
Yeah, this comes out. So, yeah.
yeah, then go there.
Come see, come see
me and Kyle
tonight.
Kinane. We'll be there as well.
Oh, but
yeah, Kyle's also going to be there.
No, I got bad guts, bro.
He's eating pho. It looked like he was eating a big bowl of sriracha, talking about, I got bad guts today. Like, they're going to be worse.
They are going to be
gonna worse. They're going to have badder guts.
They got some good pho up there in San Francisco, though. You're not going to eat like a king, no. But Kyle might. You're gonna eat a gas station hot dog because it's the only thing.
Some of that backpack chicken.
You're gonna eat microwave Chef Boyardee chili.
Irish.
Oh, I've done it.
Second week in a row. They don't know what tipping two and one day. You Irish motherfucker.
You lace curtain. No, is that
you
right?
Lace curtain. What does that even mean? Like just your proper?
I don't know, man. He said it in The Departed, and I always felt like it was probably some kind of racist.
Man,
thing.
They say some stuff in The Departed.
They say some stuff
in The Departed. And then 10,000 Laughs Comedy Festival. Come fuck with us there.
Yep. And that's it.
That's all the pepperoni on the pizza, ladies and gentlemen.
Only two pieces of pepperoni.
Yeah, no olives, though.
No, God, no. Onions, get them out of here.
No onions.
Leave them in the fucking street. Leave them in the pizza shop.
David Borey.
Hey.
The G is silent.
Oh.
Cool Guy Jokes 87.
E.
Never changing it.
What's up with ya?
What's up with ya?
Oh, what's up with ya?
What's up with ya? Never changing it. We have been eating donuts for, I want to say, 4 hours. And I
have donuts all over my person.
I got like a donut. I need a shower for sure at some point.
Yeah. I'm sticky
and not
shit.
Even because I'm not even gross. I just need to have some membrane between how I am now and how I'm trying to be later.
The reset, you know?
Because right now I'm just so full of donuts.
My head feels like it's floating 3 feet above my body.
Definitely need to take the cartridge out and blow on it before I go out tonight.
And maybe put some rubbing alcohol.
Though, baby.
Yeah,
exactly. That's all I need.
Maybe a little Q-tip.
Yeah, the rubbing alcohol.
Take it to it.
And then some real alcohol.
Don't touch it.
Man,
you're gonna fuck up my game,
dude. You're gonna fuck up my
safe
file.
Dude, this is why I don't like you coming over here.
Mario Tennis.
You're lucky our moms work together, dude. We would not hang out.
That's some real shit.
Yeah.
You ever think about how weird it is now? Like, I was thinking about this, like when people have kids, sometimes their kids will get their parents into friendships just based on their friendships.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of that.
Yeah.
No new friends.
I don't want to have to be like, hey, Brian.
Yeah. I don't want to hang out with this kid's buster ass parents.
No, this kid sucks. My kid has bad taste in friends.
Yeah, now I got to hang out with his fucking nerd dad.
Farting into khakis on a plane ass.
Oh, God.
Fucking dad.
I fart into whatever I'm wearing on a plane, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but it's not khakis. It's something... particularly odious to me.
Khakis suck.
About like those like light tan khakis.
Like the Dockers.
Yeah. And
because Dickies
like,
are still cool.
Dickies are cool. But yeah, those Dockers.
Pleats.
I just like know you're like farting coffee farts into them.
Because khakis is a choice. If you're wearing a suit on a plane, you have business to conduct when you land probably. And if you're wearing, you know, what we would wear on a plane,
you're one
fucking
of those
about
people
comfort.
Yeah.
But if you're
wearing khakis, coffee at like 9 p.m. like you need it when you land or something.
Like, yeah, or like decaf coffee. You drink decaf coffee.
That's a
that
wild
is
move.
Crazy to me.
That is wild.
That's how duels ass coffee out of here.
Because we fly a lot. We're the two groups of people. We're the competing factions. We're comedians. We fly a lot. We're entertainers.
All the time.
And then these business people fly a lot. We're these two like different factions who fly a lot.
Opposite.
I bet
we shouldn't meet
too.
As often as we do.
No. It's the only arena where we do meet.
We meet all the time. I'm always on the plane next to like some business man or woman. Like,
and especially
all the
once you get to the a certain level on the credit card spending, you get the bump up to the. The first class.
Oh, yeah. You can purchase it with your debit card, too, like I do.
They're like, you don't belong here.
I know.
You don't belong
here. I'm up
here.
There in sweatshorts, dude. Yeah. Just having people try to figure it out.
Yeah, the few times I've flown first class, it's always been like, yeah, look at me.
That's
yeah.
so tight when people...
Look at me. Well, especially when I come in late to the line, and then everybody... I mean, Ian has a joke about it, but everybody's like, oh, God, big fat guy.
Yep.
I don't want to... He's fucking late. He probably smells like some kind of fucking grilled meat.
Yep.
And
then they say sky priority.
Yeah.
And I walk past their bitch asses. Yeah. I'm turning my headphones
that
up.
That way.
What am I listening to? Gunplay, you bitch.
Bitch.
I'm listening to motherfucking gunplay in first class.
Yuck.
Why don't you go back?
Just doing the Heisman on him?
Ha. I'll send a Heineken so you know I'm still living fresh up here. You piece of shit.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Get out of my way, you fucking heavy set piece of shit. And I'm fat as fuck. But when I say heavy set, I just mean like a sturdy.
Uh-huh. That weird, that like middle a, fat where you
yeah,
can't commit to
fat.
Either life.
Right, exactly. Make a decision. Just pour it into some khakis with a fucking, at that point, just wear a suit. How much more comfortable is a blue button up tucked into khakis with those shitty fucking boat
Especially on a long flight.
I've been flying
like,
too
much. Like, if we're going to the East Coast.
It's a different podcast now.
If we're going to the East Coast, man, and you I hate that.
What are you doing?
We're going to Philly. Yeah. Take that off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Were you going to land in Philly dressed like that?
Yeah, you fucking loser.
We've been on a lot of planes. We're crashing from the donuts.
Upset. Yo, this is the bar.
We're all like babies. We need to take a nap. Just frustrated.
What do you got coming up, David?
When this comes out, I don't really know what my October is, but I come to see Faded.
Yeah.
On October 12th at the Blue Rooster.
Y'all doing secret lineups?
Yeah.
So I could be on that show. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
That might be happening on October 12th. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Yeah. Anybody, because we're not telling you shit.
Nobody knows anything.
All you need to know is that your boys are going to be there, and it's going to be a rocking good time. You don't need to know shit else.
A man by the name of Bill Smith.
William Smith is now a comedian.
The Fresh Prince. It's crazy that he never had before.
So bad.
It is crazy. It's also annoying.
So yeah.
He's
going
to be so good at it.
No, you don't. You know how long it took us to be good at it?
I know.
And have you seen anybody just be immediately good at it?
Like he will
three
be.
Guys. Me. We'll see.
Me. I'm going to
I saw Ian right away.
We'll see. I personally don't think he's going to be.
Then I got bad quick, but the first time.
True. I got bad quick. I was good the first time. All I'm saying is that, like, he's not going to be able to write these incredible jokes immediately. You ever heard him talk in real life? He talks like a fucking hippie. This took a weird turn. Damn, Maybe we are crashing from the donuts.
Maybe we are. Doing this shit about
going on his Will Smith rant.
The least popular rant of all time. Yeah, fuck Will Smith. Yeah. Probably wear khakis on an airplane.
Yeah.
People just driving their cars into telephone poles like, no, dude, I can't support this.
Yeah. That's the blood sugars talking. I love Will Smith. Shout out to the Fresh Prince.
I can, since I'm not technically a part of the show, I can tell people, yes, Will Smith will be on it. I promise you.
Yeah.
Didn't want to
promise you. The Fresh Prince himself, Will Smith, will be on Faded.
Yeah, just come and show up.
Yeah,
get there.
Or he might back out. Line up. Subject,
yeah, he might. I mean,
change.
It's scheduling issues.
You know,
traffic.
Enemy of the podcast.
There he is.
Enemy of the fucking podcast himself. Been a minute.
Yeah.
Been a minute. Fake Mike Malloy on Twitter. Uh-huh. Fake Mike Malloy on Instagram.
All platforms.
Across platform. Mike Malloy's in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
There he goes.
Hello. Yeah.
It's wearing pink. Let's just paint the picture for you right now. White hat. Is it an on-deck hat?
It sure is.
It's an on-deck hat. By the way, they have on-deck merchandise.
On-deck on brand.
Crisp white tee.
Uh-huh. Ooh,
pink. Pink Nike sweat shorts. Just looking crispy.
White's a man of leisure.
And then an Air Max. An Air Max to match.
You are a man of leisure in that you manage to wear shorts. And this is coming from a man who wears shorts in inappropriate situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really manage... Like, it's really weird how people don't give you more shit for that.
What are they going to say?
Sir, put pants on? This is an Olive Garden?
Fucking, why are they concerned
with my
legs?
Mike, I didn't invite you to my wedding to wear
my
shorts,
comfort
maybe?
Does not affect theirs.
I've always felt that.
This is a business dinner.
Wear your own pants, is what I'd say to them.
Wear your own pants.
How about this? How about you put on a second pair of pants?
Then there will be the amount of pants being worn.
Yeah.
You need to fit your weird criteria.
We'll get the average up.
If you're worried about the number of pants being worn
just
in this
in general,
establishment.
Why don't you put another pair on?
You could have just bring pantsles on
everywhere.
Instead
of putting pants on, I put a single pant on. Just one leg. would that fucking do it for you?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We're just surly today.
Yeah.
This one's dark. Yeah.
It's because it literally got darker.
It literally got darker.
Marissa turned all the lights off. And now it's like Fight Club.
Yeah. That's what she's been hoping the whole time. Episode 101, she's going to pitch the Fight Club.
And she won't have to spend 6 hours of her Saturday in the studio.
I keep stepping on loose teeth on the dark ground.
Loose teeth on a dark ground. Whoa. Dude, move back to Portland and write books. I'll go with you.
Loose teeth on a dark ground.
I'll go with you. what do you got coming up, buddy?
So we got On Deck on October 13th. Last one sold out. Tickets are already about quarter of the way gone, and we're 3 weeks out. So if you want to come to that, get your tickets now.
Will
it's
Smith,
$10, BYOB.
I'll probably be there.
Chilling out. And David mentioned it, Faded Comedy. It's a show that we're starting. It's going to be every Friday. $10, BYOB, same situation, same spot as On Deck. We're going to get turnt, we're going to get wild, and we're probably going to get pretty shit-faced after. So every Friday. Friday night. Come through. It's there we go. We're taking over.
It's every Friday night.
Every yeah, Friday night.
Love it. Yeah.
The authentic. The authentic All Fantasy Everything experience. Like that we talk about on here all the time. Getting fucked up after a comedy show on a Friday.
Exactly. And young Toscani will be there as well.
He's part
of the operation.
If you prefer to smoke herb.
Yeah.
He's going to be into his bongs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll be into his bongs for
gets
sure.
Gets into his bongs?
He's a man who enjoys getting into his bongs.
I've never seen someone clear one quicker. It's gnarly.
Well, I mean, he's got that lung capacity, dude.
He does. He's out
young
there.
Butch Cassidy.
He's an athlete. He's sculpted.
He's so shredded.
I am Ian Carmel, Ian Carmel on Twitter, mm-hmm. at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Open Table. fuck with me on all the apps, verified across platform. Come see us at the 10,000 Laughs Comedy Festival.
Please, it's going
to
be so fun.
Watch the Late Late Show with James Corden.
Yep.
Listen to All Fantasy Everything.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Now we are gathered here in beautiful HeadGum Studios.
It's just...
in scenic downtown Los Angeles.
It's so
where
close.
Are we by?
Oh so my close. God. It's just right
if someone was playing like a Vienna violin
sure.
sort of concerto.
Like right before somebody dies in a mob movie.
Right. Over on Skid Row.
Uh-huh.
We could hear it here.
Yeah, we'd hear it loud.
Yeah, we're pretty
just
close.
Just a crack rock's throw from Skid Row.
From Skid Row, dude.
I wonder how far you could throw one crack rock.
Me or anyone? Like,
it probably not very far.
That's what I'm saying. They're so
probably
light.
Pretty light.
Toscani would have you believe he could throw it 60 yards from his knees. Do you know this about Zach?
He can throw a football 60 yards.
Are you serious?
That's what he says.
I've never seen him do it. Well, you were with him, right?
He says I saw it.
We ought to test that out.
Yeah.
60 yards with accuracy?
Oh, he's never mentioned accuracy.
Yeah, because
that's so.
I haven't thrown a football in a while, but back in the day, I could probably hit 60. I bet now I could probably like 40 at the best.
Got it.
You got long arms.
Yeah.
A 40 yard pass is a good pass.
Yeah.
60 yards is. We'll take them.
We have to have a field day. I think.
Let's say. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love it, dude.
We'll film a field day.
Oh, man. Can we play the Rocky theme?
We can play the Rocky theme. I'll wear a bucket hat. You'll wear a bucket hat. Yeah. Maybe a third person will wear a bucket hat.
We do like a punt, pass, and kick.
Yeah, punt, pass, and kick.
Oh, man.
Cornhole.
I've talked about it. I think it'd be fun to have an adult field day like that.
I'm down. The fuck was that?
Oh, my God. There's a bear in the studio.
Somebody here? All right, we're back. You may have heard that abrupt. I think you just leave it the part where I said, what was that or whatever, you know? So what happened was we heard a noise downstairs. So you hear a lot of noises around the studio because it's a bustling part of Los Angeles. And
it sounded so close
like something was like right downstairs.
Yeah, I thought.
So we were like, what was that? And then Marissa stands up. Four dudes in here. Big dudes.
Big dudes.
Four big dudes.
Big dudes clearly about that action.
Who are about that action.
Well, I mean, clearly not, actually.
Well, not really, but yeah. I mean, Malloy and I.
Mike's.
I just heard it again.
Okay, there's a ghost in here.
Seriously.
Okay, so now she's going to check again, and we're up here
she's
like
she's going to check again.
Did she make a noise? All right.
It's happening again. Okay. Halloween is running around the corner.
It's right.
Anyway, just like what just happened again.
It happened twice!
Is these four...
Malloy's fight trained. What are we doing?
We didn't even move that time.
Malloy might be one of the scariest stand-up comedians, fight-wise. It's probably Joe Rogan, and then, like,
Joe Rogan could kick the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I have no disillusion.
Well, we're not talking about comedically. We're talking about, like, physically.
No, I'm talking... Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I know. I'm kidding. I was snapping on you.
Yeah,
you see, is what they
snapping. Said. Anyway, the four of us just sat here in our big fat fannies.
Yeah. Drinking alcohol.
Drinking whiskey.
I was going to say, the kid was not offered a whiskey. How dare you?
Oh, yeah, you're always offered a whiskey.
We just all got our own whiskey.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
I thought the kid was from Boston. No,
I'll go fix myself a cup in a minute.
Have some wine.
Yeah, have it neat.
What were we talking about? Oh, so we just sat here. Marissa ran right down, and we were just like, oh,
she is
okay.
Not afraid.
We were all like, wrong with
oh,
us?
I don't know. So, even as I was walking down the stairs, I was like, man, I don't want no smoke.
Marissa's the alpha, for anyone listening.
Yeah.
Everyone's
yeah.
wondering what the dynamic in here
Bunch
is.
Of betas.
If you're from the East Coast, then you'll understand that we all just got sunned.
Mm-hmm.
And not with a U.
That we did.
We have each became Canadian citizens just now.
Yep.
We all have dual citizenship.
Dual citizenship.
We got dual citizenship.
Anyway.
I've never heard you like do the drunk person voice
before. Dual citizenship. You know what the key to acting drunk is.
No. Why? What?
It's like some people go over the top with it. They're like, I'm sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
But when you're drunk, you're trying so hard to talk normal.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what you really want to do to act drunk is to try to act as normal as possible. Right?
Want to be super clear.
Yeah, I'm fine.
With so, what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't even, it's not even hot out.
I
thought it was going to be hotter today.
I love McDonald's. I love it. A chicken sandwich from McDonald's, dude.
Could we go to McDonald's and get a 20 McNugget?
You know how I know when Sean's faded? He puts one hand on his stomach and he makes a declaration with the other hand. He goes, I tell you what, I am faded. I'm going home.
And then I can show up in the bathroom an hour later.
Yeah, then you come back.
I know we talked about it on the last episode, but yeah, fucking, oh, we didn't tell you this. Sean, dude, so like we went to the Roost. And
Sean,
like,
dude.
Sean, dude. We met up with Bori. Amy was there. Mm-hmm. Johan was there.
Me and Johan left that dinner party as well.
Yeah, you left that dinner party. What was that dinner party, by the way?
It was just our buddy Miles from the Bay. Nice. Just had a dinner party. We ate some pizzas.
Sean was nodding off, kind of like, it's been a long
trying
day.
Trying to send us messages in Morse code with his blanks.
Call me an Uber.
So he got up to leave, and then he left, and half an hour later I went to the bathroom, and Sean walks in. I'm like, what? Anyway,
he's stopping to do outside.
It was just a beautiful surprise.
I'm also, like, by the way, because we got there kind of late, that door guy talked to me for the first time ever. He was like, Amy said he lost some weight, and he was like, I'm still 200. And then, when me and Sean went out, he's like, are you guys leaving? Are you coming back? He, wants to know how we're doing.
He looks like a Vietnamese version of the guy from No Country for Old
Men. Yes, he does!
100%!
He does. Yeah. If you go to the Roost, you know exactly who we're talking about.
He's also got a cattle prod, so.
Yeah. Vietnamese Anton Chigurh.
Javier Vietnam.
It's under that. Right. It's under that.
All right. Okay. Instead of Bardem Vietnam, I know they don't sound a thing like.
I understand. Right.
I apologize. Sorry, everyone.
What are we drafting today?
Nothing, dude. We're just here.
Sorry, Marissa.
Oh no, Reitner. That's Reitner, two episodes.
I'm sorry.
That's dual wet burp episode.
Oh my god, that was not as wet as the last that week.
But definitely
today.
Still a sneeze guard splatter bark. I'm not going to let anyone forget that that's the best name ever.
Marissa, I'm so sorry for burping right here. I apologize.
Sneeze Guard Splatterbarf.
It's such a funny name. My name is Sneeze Guard Splatterbarf.
We are gathered here in the HeadGum Studios to draft a Samuel L. Jackson movie.
Yeah,
yes.
Dude.
Yeah. It was a...
Samuel Licorice Jackson.
Samuel LeBron James Jackson. He knew. His parents knew. I believe this was a continent discovered drunkenly last night. Didn't we land upon this idea?
At 11 probably or
good
whatever.
Good fucking idea, though. Who doesn't love it?
Yeah.
We needed something that could, happen quick.
Yeah, there could be any...
An idea that could get researched quick because we were already hammered and we knew the morning would be no place for us. Yeah.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Oh, your boy. Your boy definitely woke up do-rag akimbo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As the saying goes.
Because as you guys know, I'm trying to get wavy by winter.
Yeah.
And
Hashtag wavy by winter.
I must have put it on. It was nuts when I got up.
Dude.
It was a mess.
I woke up on the couch at 5 a.m.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I
don't know
that.
Where my shirt was. I can't remember if it was on my body or just on top of me.
We took them off.
We took him off.
You guys both got him.
Well, because Zach shows up with no shirt on. We're
that's right.
We can do it,
Zach
bro.
Showed up at 2 a.m. with... Oh, he was in the house.
Don't show up at 2 a.m. with a shirt on.
Please don't show up. Yeah.
No shirts. Sleeping on the couch, eating Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Following bad decisions.
Oh,
but
tight.
Again, that egg roll is tight. Mm-hmm. Mike, are you reading Twitter? Is that how boring we are to you?
No.
Were you just on Twitter?
He was on Twitter.
This fucking
He's
guy.
Very active
Sam
on
Jackson
Twitter.
Tweeting?
He was on Twitter running the Gossip Girl account. Mike's Gossip Girl.
This guy.
Holy shit.
Wait, what is Gossip Girl?
It's that TV
it
show.
A
I don't
TV
know.
Show. A dude from Sioux Falls was on an episode of Gossip Girl. What's up?
Which one? You?
No, not me.
There's another dude from Sioux Falls in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, and damn. I'm blanking on his name. Matt something, I want to say.
LeBlanc.
LeBlanc?
LeBlanc?
He's from Sheboygan. LeBlanc?
Now we call him LeBanc.
LeBanc. He's making cash, dude.
The money in the bank.
Stacking
the
that green
in the bank. Show me what you drank. Anyways,
we determine the order of the draft with a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors. Play between the three of you, and we throw on shoot.
One, two, three, shoot.
I call it.
Yes.
Oh.
For God's sake, this is my dojo.
Damn.
And you get the belt when I say so.
I just breakfast clubbed it, too. Here we
go. Sensei Dave at the Tanisporn Karate Studio.
This is my dojo now.
Oh, man.
Have I told you about my theory about dojos? No. I believe if you walk in and defeat the sensei, it should become your dojo.
I thought that was the rule.
I thought so, too, but like apparently not.
Defeating the sensei.
I just like the idea of you walking in like, where's the boss?
Yeah. You should be able to challenge the sensei.
I got really into real estate this summer. Oh, yeah. What'd you do? I kicked like six senseis out.
Yeah. I'd like to speak to a sensei, please.
Hi, could... Complaining at a karate studio?
Excuse me, can I please speak to your sensei?
Are you the sensei, or are you like an assistant sensei? Because if so, can I talk to your sensei? Yeah.
I need to speak to the gentleman in the...
I don't mean to be a stickler here. I'm not usually like this.
It seems like this is going to be something a sensei is going to have to handle, so I'd just rather not waste either of our time.
I don't even want to waste it on you.
I'd like to speak to the sensei's sensei.
Yeah.
Just give me him.
I can't help but notice that you have a white gi. I'm going to need someone in a blue gi.
Yeah. If not, a black gi.
Preferably Korean and American patches on.
A grandmaster sensei, if you will.
Yeah. Taekwondo.
Yep. Is Guile from Street Fighter here? Can I just speak?
Can I speak to Guile, please?
I'd have to go to the army for that.
Boom. Maybe the Air Force.
Know what I noticed about that show? Just a little Street Fighter 2 side.
Go on.
He was saying yoga, but I didn't know what yoga was back then. So I thought it was some Indian martial art.
Yoga, fire.
Yoga, flame.
Yeah.
Yoga, fire.
I could see that.
Yoga, fire.
But now I just realized Dawson was just a dude who was good at yoga.
Yeah, that's how we got all bendy and flexible and stretchy.
All bendy.
It really changes the whole narrative of the thing for me.
Yoga, fire.
yoga, flame.
Okay, here we go. We throw on three. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
David wins.
David Boy wins.
Still
He's
did
back.
It.
All right, I'm going to go first. Ian's
No. Before you pick the order, I want to remind
what
you.
What type of draft is
it? It is a serpentine draft.
And what does that mean?
It's a great question.
Let's say that there's a box of donuts, like just kind of chilling, and one of them has raspberries on it. The other one is like a creme brulee sort of situation.
Sure, yeah.
You have a donut in each hand, and you're like, I kind of want the fruit donut. So you take a bite of the fruit donut. Then you go over to the creme brulee situation. You take a bite of that, and you're like, man, I want some more of that fruit. But before you take a bite of the fruit again, you take another bite of the creme brulee because it's that good. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the fruit, take a bite of the fruit, the raspberry. You get a raspberry this time. And then you're like, man, that creme brulee was pretty tight. I want another bite, but before you do that, you take another bite of the raspberry, you get another raspberry in there, and then you go back to the creme brulee. So, you know.
Basically, if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
And if you pick first in the fourth round, you're going to get diabetes in the second.
Livabetes. Now, what will the order of the draft be in the cereal draft?
David.
I'm looking right at you, dude.
Mike.
Mm-hmm. Put Sean third. Let me go last.
All right.
Yeah.
Sean Ian.
All right. Ooh, that was soft.
Hot corner. I love the hot corner.
Because this one you're gonna wanna turn around.
Got a double dip.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm a double dipper. Dip. Dipper. All right. So with the first pick in the All Fantasy Everything Samuel L. Jackson movie draft, David Bory, you're on the clock.
Come on, baby. You know it's Jurassic Park.
All right.
I mean, just that movie. It was for everybody.
Yeah, still is, by the way.
Do you remember the first time you saw that shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
That shit fucked me up. I was like, those are fucking dinosaurs.
Yes. I watched it
as a little boy. Those are fucking dinosaurs.
Dude,
my mom slapped me right in the face.
The raptors.
Oh, my God. When he runs the claw across that fat kid's back, he said, and he'll just slice open your belly. And
that
I
little
was
butter
like,
bag?
Oh, yeah. Man, that kid looks like me. Raptors love to eat fat kids, dude.
They're on a strict fat kid diet.
Yeah. I mean, just crunching fatties across the screen.
Crunching fatties.
Samuel L. Jackson, not really in it for that long, but who cares?
He's in
Doesn't matter. Yeah,
hold on to your butts.
He's in it.
That I went to that in the theater with my great grandmother. That was like the one movie.
She had seen dinosaurs originally, and she wanted to verify the movie got them right.
Yeah, this isn't how it happened.
Yeah, that's not what dinosaurs look like. They're covered in feathers.
Like a million years old or something.
I hate to be a dinosaur buff, But really, I would like it better if it was Cretaceous Park.
Yeah, Cretaceous Park would have been better. I mean? Mesozoic Park would have been ahead. Yeah,
there's a lot of better eras.
They could have done that with the sequels instead of going like Jurassic World.
Yeah. No. Why didn't they just make another park?
I want to see an Ankylosaurus.
Yeah.
Damn. Dude, what's the one with here?
The... Dude, I was young dinosaur god back in the day. I'm talking 5 years old, six what's, years old, 7 years old.
What's the one Carmel. With the bone helmet?
Triceratops.
No.
Oh, and swings the big tail.
Yeah, but it's got like the hard, rigid bone around the
I don't
top.
Remember what those are called.
I want to see some of those.
The bone helmet.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's also a term I use for other things.
His dick, bro.
Condoms, dude. That's the bone helmet.
Dick, the old bone helmet.
The old bone helmet. Yeah. Talking about his penis.
I squeezed off in the bone helmet, threw it in the toilet.
Oh, man. You know what's funny is we get emails and people are like, yeah, I listen to this with my kids in the car. Well, they're going to grow up quick. Well,
you got some explaining to do.
You're going to have to explain bone helmets and squeegeeing eventually.
Yeah, it was going to have to happen.
They ain't going
to
be your little baby forever, I guess.
I had to learn about squeegeeing on my own, so it's good to have that talk.
Nobody told me about squeegeeing or bone helmets.
No. Yeah,
Pat Jordan wasn't around to let me know.
It's I had to learn it from Jurassic Park.
Dude, like into watch style. You're just out there in the fucking world. You got to figure out what squeegeeing is.
Thinking you're inventing moves.
Yeah.
When really you're perfecting them.
Into watch is a decent movie, by the way. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah. I like it when they fight. But anyways, Jurassic Park.
Dude, JP.
It's just so good. It was just like, I feel like that's also, for me, it was right around the age where I realized how big a movie could be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It was a fucking blockbuster. It was just like Spielberg and fucking products launched. Mm-hmm. And like, it was just so big.
I had a Jurassic Park jawbreaker.
See?
You know?
Yeah, I feel like
it's got a dinosaur inside or whatever we have to do.
Yeah.
You save it and you're like, no, I can't. I just want it.
No, I rub my tongue raw on that thing.
Yeah.
I remember the pain. Raw.
No, yeah, jawbreakers are always...
I think that's why I'm so good at cunnilingus now. is this jawbreaker.
In theory. Shout out to Jurassic Park for teaching me how to eat pussy.
Yeah,
you're not married.
Right. So. Shout out to Jurassic Park for teaching me how to eat pussy, man.
Two
episodes in a row.
What about... So you just email Spielberg, hey, bro.
Steve. I know you don't know me.
Yeah.
I just guessed your email.
StevenSpielberg@gmail.com.
Yeah, Who would have thought?
Who'd have thought?
It really be that simple with famouses.
Yeah. Well, was it me and you talking about like how people just guess emails? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people talked about that, but it's wild. No, it wasn't us.
No.
I hope that Shaquille O'Neal's is just Shaq@gmail.
You know he's got Hotmail. It's weird fucking Yahoo.
Yeah.
He's got a sponsorship deal somehow because he's with an email somehow.
I bet you he has his own thing like Shaqmail that he tried to get going, but it didn't work.
Shaq@sbcglobal.net. One of those. Come on, Shaq.
Shaq@AltaVista.
Shaq@lakers.com.
Shaq@juno.net.
Jurassic Park is a fucking good ass movie.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic film.
The toys were awesome. There's a new video game, Jurassic Park, where you build a park. It's fun.
Did you cop it?
There's like hurricanes all the time. I copped it. It's at the crib.
Hell yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, we gotta, let's get into that.
Yeah, build a park up. Jurassic Park, Mikey Malloy.
Yes.
The kid. Time for your first pick.
So I'm very glad that David didn't take this with his first pick, because I thought it was pretty pretty obvious one.
Oh, man, you better not.
Pulp Fiction.
God damn.
Oh, yeah, that's...
No. By the way, I will.
Yeah.
No,
whatever you're thinking about.
I will.
Anyway.
If you don't, okay.
I want to take the clear best one, and that's the best one.
I don't think that's the best
that he has. That he has heavy involvement in.
I don't think so.
Really?
Well, fucking, I dispute that.
I'm with Mikey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta really go back in the list, but I don't think that is.
It is so good.
There's one that he's like 10th on the depth chart that might be better, but this is with him.
I guess he is
with him in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like widely accepted as like the best movie ever made. Like a lot of people call it like the perfect movie.
It's great.
There's a passage I got memorized. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of the darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. Such so good. It goes on. God, it's longer Bible, than I thought.
That's pretty good.
The Bible
though.
Is G'd up, dude.
Yeah.
Bible bangs hard.
I had to read the Bible when I was a child. Read the whole motherfucker.
I read it every night.
Yeah, the whole
cover
thing.
Cover to cover.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read.
Keep
I read.
From premarital sex and from liquor.
I didn't know that premarital
yeah, you're right.
sex
There's
existed.
There's a lot of good J.O. stuff in there.
There's a lot. Scene getting spelled left and right.
Oof, that's a. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this one. She's gonna hate that.
My mom doesn't know what a podcast is, so I'm pretty happy about
or
it.
Or J&O.
She knows what J&O is. Different. Whole different. Let's just. Story.
What path are you walking down right now?
Yeah. This is where you want to be when Jesus comes out.
No, I just had to stop myself from telling like a crazy. I won't do it.
I think we all understand probably what the story was.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. There's only so many situations that involve mom and J&O.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Most of them are on Pornhub.
Yeah. Why? I'm very concerned.
I don't understand. I don't like
the rise of that.
It's the divorce epidemic.
You think that's what it is?
I kind of think so. Oh, God. Brandon Wardell has a joke about it, but I think I also did a joke about it like forever ago. But I think it's like about how all the stepmom and stepsister stuff. It's like there's so many broken up families.
It's so nuts,
that's
dude.
That's crazy. It's so crazy. I don't even like watching it. Like, I'll watch it, but I didn't put the sound on.
No, it's like taboo, but it's like safe taboo, but it's weird still.
Strange. I don't like it. I don't like those lines being
stepmoms suck.
There's just there's
you heard
so
that? Linda?
Yeah. Tasha?
Some Nancy?
Fucking stepmoms suck, dude.
There's just so much to choose from. Yeah. And when you land on that, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just crazy to me. Adam Neuroth hates it. Furious about it.
Yeah.
He'll just bring it up out of nowhere.
It's huge, too.
It's
got to be $1 million industry.
It never used to pop up, though. No.
It's always at the top of the charts.
Oh, when I was in AAA, Jay in it?
Oh,
never,
man.
None of that stuff.
Oh, when I was playing AAU ball?
Yeah, dude.
when I first started playing travel ball?
Yeah, no. Travel ball, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. When I was
in AAA, Jay in it?
What draft is this?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackoff.
Yeah.
Got real sexual.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I was going to say real sexy, but that wasn't the right word.
No.
It's great. I love it. Like, his hair, the fucking Jerry curl.
Oh, yeah.
He's so dope in that movie. Like, the bad motherfucker thing. The wallet.
Those are happening, dude.
Sorry.
Are you eating donut burps?
It might be. It could be LaCroix burps. I can't call it.
Oh, it could be LaCurps. The LaCroix. I forgot about
LaBurps. LaBurps, dude.
LaCurps.
Wyatt LaBurps.
John LaGurp. Shit. Oh, but like it was the wallet that said bad mofo or bad motherfucker on it.
It would be corny if anybody else did it.
Awesome. It would be corny if anyone else did it.
Yep.
And like the internet made it corny by that was like one of the first things you could like buy, I remember. Like
oh really?
That like these well no, just that like websites would do like you can get this fucking like wallet Samuel L. Jackson wallet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the people who like think like bacon it's funny to like bacon.
Yeah.
Having that wallet is a very it's funny to like bacon kind of thing to do.
Oh yeah, which is like
so it became, the culture of celebrating it became so annoying that you forget how dope the source itself is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like Crank That Soulja Boy.
Yeah,
thing.
Right. Yeah, or like Napoleon Dynamite. When you're like, oh no, those are fucking awesome movies.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
And like when you leave Pulp, when you leave it for a while and then you revisit it and you're like, damn, that's so hell good. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many moving parts too.
Yeah.
That movie is great.
Yeah. Yep.
Bruce damn, Willey. I played myself. You're right. That probably is his best movie.
I played.
It happens, man. Players fuck up.
Good use, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Players fuck up. That's the best. Even snakes get bit, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
You know, it was a Greg Oden situation. You took what you thought was the best on the board.
Whoa.
Come on, man. Damn. That hurts.
I don't know. Who are you sitting next to?
I'm not. Don't. Come on, man. Jurassic Park isn't Greg Oden.
September. I gotta hear about that shit in September in a room with four of my closest people. And that shit's gotta come up. And I just gotta sit here and fucking sit in that now.
I know. It's different. All the lights just turned back on.
Kevin Durant's probably in a gym somewhere getting up shots.
Oh, man, he is for sure.
Greg Oden has a hand on his dick and his sweatpants on a couch somewhere.
Del Taco's everywhere.
Just bored.
Playing Fortnite.
Playing Fortnite with one hand.
Oh. Where's the other hand?
Not even J&O. Right just
it's not J&O. It's just on it.
Just
on
it. Just feeling like, yeah, it's there.
Yeah, just checking to make sure everything's good.
Trying to remember if it works or not.
In an apartment.
Oh God. I don't want to talk about Greenland.
I know. Let's
anymore.
Move on. Mike, goddamn it.
In an apartment. That was a tight one. In an apartment.
You know what, right? Like with a poster with thumbtacks in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Empty Jaeger bottles on top of
yeah,
the fridge.
Yeah, decorating with them.
Little lights behind them, blue lights on one, red lights on
Christmas
the other.
Christmas lights on one wall.
I can't believe.
There's a beer pong table.
Yeah. Women, I can't believe women would kiss me in my house when I was 20.
I know. The way we lived, well, mostly they didn't. That's how I.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. too. It was. Not a lot.
New.
Man. Gosh. But we had posters on the wall in our living room, I think.
Yeah.
Like, so gnarly.
Listen, if you're an AFE listener in their early 20s, and quite a few of you exist.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to live like that.
No, you don't.
You do at the time.
Are kids still living like that?
You do at the time. We do at the time.
Yeah.
My house in college, we had the whole staircase was lined with empty 40s for decorations.
Yes.
We had arrows in the wall because my roommate was shot his bow and arrow from the kitchen into the living room. When I was home, I was sitting there watching Top Gun, and an arrow just went into the wall. Mm-hmm. And I look over in the kitchen. I was like, Phil, holy shit, dude. I'm here. Like
Nick,
I could have.
Nick Manpay set up a BB gun shooting range in our basement.
And somehow you thought women were going to come in and be like,
yeah.
my king.
Right.
Yeah. There's a shooting in, like, range in the me. Basement.
Well, I'll only sleep with him if he has a lot of natty ice.
Yeah.
I'll go, you're in luck, madam.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'd love to fuck you,
if there's
the shooting
no empty
range.
Bottle of Goldschlager on the fridge, yeah. I'm out of there.
That empty but sticky bottle of Goldschlager.
Yeah. These guys better
keystone
have a plywood
for the lady?
Sticky floor.
And he's got to have that Jessica Alba Rolling Stone poster above his toilet. You idiot,
his
David.
Disgusting toilet.
We didn't have a garbage can in our kitchen. We had a garbage corner with a garbage bag in it.
I will not fuck this guy unless on his coffee table there's a box of hot tamales with three hot tamales left in it that's been there for a month.
Yeah, it's got a date on it.
Yeah. I want this house to not have had ants. But then they moved in, and now it has ants.
Smells like
I want
dogs
there to
in
be
here.
An old plate with the remnants of pizza and old weed on the coffee table. How old is the pizza? As old as the weed.
There needs to be an empty 40 bottle on the front porch that has a sort of brown water in it from the rain and the cigarette butts commingling for so long that it's fermented to make a cursed beverage.
The
somehow.
Cigarette butts have come undone, so you can't even tell they're cigarette butts.
Yeah.
Just a stack of ESPN the magazine sitting on top of the toilet tank that are more pissed than magazine at this point.
Four different kinds of coasters on like a way too nice dinner table.
Porn. Just out.
Out.
Just out.
If there is a windowsill
on a counter somewhere.
If there is a windowsill that doesn't have a dead bee on it, I'm leaving.
They need to have burned copies of One Night in Paris on the DVD player.
Yeah.
God.
Chili. Hormel chili burnt onto the burner of the stove. Yeah. Burnt on Hormel.
I want the entertainment center made out of empty beer crates. You know, just the TV sitting there.
There needs to be an empty Netflix envelope. Four Wedding Crashers next to the Wedding Crashers DVD they own.
And three beanbag chairs, just a Nintendo 64 controller's length away from the television.
Yeah.
We want one public computer in the living room.
Let's just throw somebody's 14-year-old runaway brother on the floor.
Madden 2001.
But inside of it,
it's not
Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
It's not 2001.
A Super Nintendo with no games in the house.
Oh, man.
Shades with one lens gone.
Ranch that hasn't been in the fridge in a week but still gets used.
Expired hot sauce.
That ranch is going to get used.
Congealed
we all
ranch.
Need it.
We all need it for all the food we eat.
It's ranch for the team.
God.
Oh, man. That was
the beer pong table's actually just a door that's been removed from the hinges and placed on top of six milk crates.
But Rick still sleeps in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We treat it like a Heinz field. It's just rough. It's just a rough field. Yeah, kids, you don't have to live like that.
No,
but,
not at all.
But not you should. About it is kind of fun.
You should for the first. You should. Yeah. You should. You got to have a bad house so you can have a good house later.
Eat some cold ravioli for a while.
Yeah.
Out of a shit can. Chef Boyardee. Pulp Fiction, great movie. Sean, time for your first pick.
I'm gonna pick Jacqueline Brown.
Ah, good pick.
Jacqueline Brown.
Motherfuck you, bro.
Yeah.
That movie's a sleeper too. Dude, every time good. I watch it, I'm like, shit, I forgot how dope this
movie
is.
Well, we just watched it a month ago, probably.
Yeah.
And man, it's so good.
Also, Pam Grier, Mile High Till I Die. What up, Denver?
Oh, word.
Yeah, she's from Park Hill. She still lives in Colorado. She lives in Parker, Colorado.
Okay.
You know Pam Grier does?
Yeah. You know what Parker, Colorado borders?
What?
Elizabeth, Colorado, dog.
Look it up, dude.
Your boy was at the county next door to Pam Grier.
I'm next to a real life Rand McNally over here.
That is fertile land.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
That is a fertile land.
She makes me feel like I jumped out of an airplane.
Pam Grier and David Bory.
Yeah.
And Sam Talent.
And Sam, yeah. We all walked those planes. We got to get picked together.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
For you, dude.
That movie just rips.
I feel like it's you and Pam Grier kneeling down doing the like you and me in that picture.
Yeah, like the arm thing, yeah. Like the over the top arm thing.
Over the top arm thing, and then Sam's in the back.
Like with prayer hands.
Yeah, prayer hands.
We'll figure it out. I'll sketch it out. We'll sketch
cool Sam Talon ass outfit.
Yep.
Sam Talon dresses cool.
It's interesting.
Right? It's
don't
interesting.
Ever tell him that.
Okay.
He listens. He'll hear it.
It's an interesting look. Yeah.
It's been like that forever.
I'm not walking it back. I think he dresses cool.
Yeah.
It's been like that, since before it was a look.
Jackie Brown is a great movie.
Brown. Chris Tucker is great in that movie.
Yeah, he is.
Samuel L. Jackson does rock the shit in that
fucking
movie.
Dude, sure. His hair.
His hair. The way that the Kangol just sits backwards.
Ooh, he looks crazy.
He looks terrifying.
He had that purse. He had that little man purse.
Yeah. He looks like the Crypt Keeper before the Crypt Keeper died.
Yeah. And you his know? Hair is like orange somehow. You're like, what the fuck is that?
Did I ever sell you? I was trying to say it before. I saw him in real life one time.
Oh, yeah.
And the Kangol is crispy.
Yeah. I bet that guy never was the same Kangol twice.
Dog. Oh, no. I saw him talking to
Michelle
Obama.
My Uncle Mark
Obama.
Buys all of his old Kangols. I swear to God.
He just has disposable Kangols.
My Uncle Mark would show up to Christmas in a Kangol. I'm like, dude.
He just has one of those, like, you know those, like, bathroom cup dispensers? He just has one of those. He pulls a fresh Kangol out of it.
How did he wear it, front or back?
Back. He wore it front, it was gnarly.
Dude, have you ever tried a Kangol? It is a certain...
Is he a white jazz musician? Yeah. Your uncle?
He's my white uncle who introduced me to Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
Was he wearing a Kangol?
I can't imagine that he was at the time, but...
Maybe there
was
we should get Kangols.
There was a dark period in my life where I tried the backwards Kangol
at
the
what?
Age of 12. Yeah.
In Boston?
Yeah. Didn't go well.
At 12?
Yeah.
Man, we were all trying to find ourselves, but that is crazy.
I had like a little Irish cabbie hat.
Really?
It wasn't a Kangol, but it was like, yeah.
My hat shit has been pretty normal. Ah, no. Junior high, I tried to rock a bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to wear...
But there's nothing worse than a bucket hat on an insecure fat kid.
No, that is not...
It's the worst look.
A bucket hat has to rest easy.
Yeah, it has to rest on
a confident shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah,
on a king, it's a crown. A bucket hat is a crown.
For sure.
Blue bandanas that like just covered my eyes and then a Duke hat over it so you could see most of the bandana.
Yeah. Because like, you got to rep the Crips.
I was a Crip.
The man
so
you
hard.
Turned into is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What do they say? The true sign of a gentleman is a man who no longer recognizes his former self. You, my friend, are a gentleman.
That's why you're so happy all the time, man. The glow up just to get here.
Yeah.
And then knowing the beautiful things that lie ahead.
Sometimes when stuff happens, like I think about like Elizabeth and shit, but are you ever like, I used to be Crip.
I think about how ridiculous I used to be.
Yeah. Like, then he went on Sally Jesse Raphael and things just turned around. She got yelled at by a drill sergeant and fucking walked out of there a new man.
I'll tell you this, one time we were having, I can't call it anything other than like gang training. My friend was like, sometimes we might need to jump. This is so embarrassing. We were on the second floor of our apartment building and he's like, sometimes we might need to run from the cops. Let's see if you can jump off the second floor of this balcony. And I fucking did it thinking that we might have to run from the cops someday.
I fell from one of those once running from the cops.
See? Well, that's the difference.
Crips were early adopters of parkour, apparently.
Dude, it wasn't parkour when I did it. It was fallcore. Shout out to the apartments. If you're in Colorado, Parker Road and Orchard, your boy fell off the third story.
Mm.
Damn.
Ditching the cops.
Third story, boy. That's
it sucked.
Yep, I bet it did.
Gang training.
So, yeah, Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown.
Good pick.
the opening across 110th Street.
I love that song. LAX.
I used to run to that
so
song
so much.
Across 110th Street.
Mine asshole.
Pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Yeah. Across 110th Street.
The pushers won't let the junkie go free.
Bobby Womack? Am I crazy?
Womack, yeah, dude, right. Yeah.
Tight. Yeah.
Not an asshole at all.
You know what? I always think about Bobby Womack because have you ever heard that song by Ahmad back in the day?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
In the beginning, he says, Jerome!
Jerome!
Put on that Bobby Womack!
Nah, girl, I want to go way back. Yeah. Oh, yeah, check this out.
That's, we were sitting, the Wood came on one time in the living room, and I heard that song, and I go, is that the Wood? And Ian's like, yes. How'd you know that?
Because it's the only movie that has that song.
Yeah, you're never going to hear that song on TV unless
name
the Woods
play. Name that tune, dude. Yeah. Like, I can get that within 3 seconds.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's... Talking about, it's Jane Fonda, wait, which Fonda? Bridget Fonda?
Bridget Fonda.
Bridget Fonda. Mm-hmm. Beautiful in it.
Yep. Just dope, man. Max Cherry, that dude kills
it. Dude, De Niro's crazy in it.
De Niro rules.
Now he murders someone in that movie.
Yeah.
So this is a weird thing to say, but he kind of reminds me of Zach.
Oh, just like kind of like aloof,
the vibe.
Clearly very smart.
Yeah.
Like sort of aloof. Like he just like, the whole movie, he's just like doing shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's like, smoking weed.
Oh, yeah, she's just dancing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show. Well, all right, I'll come outside.
Yeah.
Like sure, you're just like, all right, dude. Yeah, that is a Zach vibe, kinda.
Right?
Yeah.
Not in the murder thing.
No.
Well,
as far as
he's
we know.
He's got yours still. I mean, you know.
I don't think Zach's gonna murder.
I don't either, but if he ever does, then this is evidence that he did it.
Yeah.
No, this is all purely speculation. I don't think you know how evidence works, my yeah. man.
And then Robert Forster.
Who's that? Is that Max Cherry?
Max Cherry.
Yeah.
Oh.
He kills it, dude.
But Samuel L. Jackson does own that movie.
Yeah, that's his movie. Yeah.
All three
sure.
of these movies. Well, then Jurassic honestly, Park not so much, but he definitely owned Pulp Fiction. He owned Jackie Brown. Jurassic Park's still a great pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I feel
you don't feel like I'm trying to take
I'm gonna go
through.
More Jackson.
The rest of my picks are not going to be that.
No.
He's not going to run the movie for most of my picks.
No.
That's why I wanted to get that in there.
Jackie Breezy.
Well, time for my first and second picks.
Yeah.
As it is. I'm taking a movie that he doesn't own, but he is in for a second.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking Coming to America.
Ah, fuck!
Shit.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be able to get it late.
No way.
A lot of people forget that he was in it.
He's in there robbing the McDowells.
Yeah.
What's he say when he goes, God damn it. And then he calls him, what's Arsenio call him? Like, some whack diss. Does anyone know? I can't.
Son of a baboon's ass or something?
It's something like something that. Like that. He's just like holding him down. That scene is so dope, though, when Eddie's just unscrewing the mop, and you're just like, he's gonna fuck him up, dude.
He looks crazy. He's like young Samuel L. Jackson,
but
too.
Like,
so he's
also
like,
old.
But yeah,
what was that? Like 93?
No,
87.
Or not 90. I didn't mean that.
86, 87.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that at all. I apologize. Yeah, dude. He is so dope in that.
He's fucking awesome in it. And then, like,
and that movie is
that movie
great.
In general is so good.
Seriously, fucking, 88.
Eddie Murphy is the pastor.
Oh.
I forget. Yo, it's real easy to forget. Eddie Murphy was a fucking star. Bro. That dude was so good at it. Like, man.
He was like one of the biggest stars in America for like a, you know, like
10 probably. Ever.
A probably decade.
10.
Yeah.
I'd say from Coming to America to Dr. Doolittle.
Well, from like 48 Hours, dude.
Yeah,
48 Hours, yeah.
48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop. Carrying SNL.
Yeah.
Like SNL sucked except for him for a while.
And he doesn't even talk about it anymore.
No.
He doesn't even fuck with it.
No.
He's like, eh.
And then he did. It's not like he got whack. He just started making kids movies.
Yeah, because that's what happens after a while.
Yeah.
He gave us 10 years of like burners.
Yeah.
Like heat. Eddie.
Heat every day, dude.
How many bad Eddie Murphy movies are there?
I mean,
from
you know.
The ones where he's, I mean, there are, but I mean, like,
but there's
that period?
Tower heist. That was pretty bad.
From that period, though.
From his run.
From that run. From
Jordan Ball's run.
Yeah. When there was, he didn't really miss.
Yeah.
Even like Nutty like, Professor for the time.
I
fucking
Nutty,
love
dude,
it.
Dude, I saw Nutty Professor in Atlanta, and it's one of the best experiences I've ever had.
They didn't stop making fat jokes, and I still loved it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just when he's at the table, and you realize how they had to shoot it,
oh
and then
my
he
God.
Just did all that?
Yeah.
What a talent. What a fucking talent.
I mean, the kids in Coming to America, the guys at the barber shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And him
he's
playing,
the white guy.
He's the white guy. He plays an old Jewish guy.
That's my mom's favorite part of that movie.
It's so good.
Aha!
It's probably the best part of that movie, for real.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Eddie Murphy.
Fucking, yeah.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Thank you, King Shit.
Yeah,
from that Ludacris
album. King Shit.
They throwing rose petals at my feet, man. I love Luda, too.
I do, too.
We should draft Ludacris.
We should draft Ludacris.
Yeah.
All right, but
he deserves a critical reassessment.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
He was great at Bumbershoot. We got to see him.
I bet his songs are also fun.
Yeah, he had bangers.
Yeah, Ludo's got hits. Ludo's got hits for days.
Hits for days.
Guys, we got to save this for the Ludo.
Right, yeah.
Right. Yeah. New America first pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second pick.
No.
Kingsman.
Oh, okay.
That's a good pick.
That movie is so...
Where he was weirdly Russell Simmons for some reason.
He was like Russell Simmons / Bill Gates-ish, weird.
That was a weird... Why did they do that?
Fucking weird. That movie is weird, and I love
rules,
it.
I like both of them.
I fucking love both of them.
I like both those fucking movies.
Telling me that Colin Firth is going to be a tough guy, I was not sold until I watched it, and then I'm like, well, there you go,
it's
Colin.
Because he made such a strong Firth impression. That you weren't ready when he switched it up on you.
Yeah.
Check it.
Bruv. Hi, bruv. Dude, they bruv the fuck out of
that.
There's some proper
up.
Chavs in that
Is that
movie.
Loosely what
proper
started the,
safe chavs.
The slang bruv. Movement with us just saying bruv all the time?
Probably.
That's damn near where it started.
Hi, bruv. And he's so weird, but I fucking love those movies. I think some people don't. Doesn't Laura hate it or something?
Yeah, she, yep, can't stand it.
She can't stand it.
Yeah, it's wild. She's like, it's not realistic. I'm like,
can't stand you.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fucking movie.
That's
why it's so fun. It's a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't like it. We almost got a real argument about it. Millions
of other great qualities, and we love
it.
Yeah.
But that one, Laura, I don't know if you hazard upon listening to this episode.
Hazard upon.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
And I love and respect
you. Well, when
it.
We were talking, I had to be
wrong,
like,
bro.
I was like, hey, we got to stop talking about this because, like, I'm gonna get a little upset. For real.
it's like the Bond movies have never really had much with me.
They're not contemporary.
I'm not
the right age.
But, like,
Pierce Brosnan is
here. When I was coming up, Pierce Brosnan was the dude, and I was just like, I don't.
Yeah,
wow.
That's the guy from, that's the stepdad from fucking Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's a drive-by fruiting. It's a drive-by fruiting, love.
Or me and Amy's pool from time to time.
Yeah.
Standing there.
Goldeneye was dope. But to me, I'm like, with the Kingsman movies, I'm like, this is fucking what it was.
It's
I get it.
Yeah, it's
there's like
so
ass-eating jokes and cool suits and like...
Yeah, cool suits.
Yeah.
It's the glow-up. You get to see that kid glow-up.
The glow-up is there.
At the end when he fucking fights as that shitty stepdad or whatever, and you're like... And he quotes Colin Firth, like, we're going to talk or we're going to have a fight or whatever he says. And you're just like, have a fight. Manners maketh man.
Manners maketh man. I hope they make like 50 of them.
Oh, me too.
I also
love when a guy, like in a movie, a guy or a gal, I love the very like proper, like about to beat your fucking ass.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Like, all right.
They shut the door and they fix their tie and then it's just like, kabam!
In that pub when he goes and like locks the door.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like has one more drink or something. Oh, and then just,
it's so
like,
cool.
It's so tight.
I had someone, I was at a bar acting a fool one time, and somebody did that. They didn't
act a fool.
Shacked in a fool. And I was just saying something I thought was a joke, you know, and this dude, he's like, hey, I'm going to beat the shit out of you tonight. And just like that. And I was like, oh, dog, I'm kidding. He's like, say whatever you want. I'm going to kick your ass whenever you leave here. And then he just went back to his drink and it was terrifying.
Because
he could have. He could have.
That's a pretty cool movie.
And I've like, I think I almost ran out of the bar. Like I definitely snuck out because I'm like, I can't run, but I was not stoked.
Damn. South Dakota.
Yeah. And it was a bummer. But it's terrifying when somebody quietly tells you like that, like, listen, today, tomorrow, next week, it's going down. Sometime when I see you, I'm seeing you.
Listen to me. That ass. Because right now, no matter what you do, it's time for you to make your second pick.
I'm going to pick one of my favorite movies of all time.
One of my favorite movies.
It's a million to one. No, it's going to be Menace to Society is what I'm picking. And was that the one that you were hanging on to?
No.
I think I know the other one then. But yeah Menace is a fantastic movie.
Yo, hard as hell.
He's got a very pivotal part in the beginning of the movie.
When he shoots that dude... That shit was gangster as fuck.
And he's just sitting there, he's like, Kern. You're just like, damn. All right, rest of the movie is going to be gnarly.
Yeah.
And it's just one of my favorite movies of all time. It always will be. I just absolutely love that movie. Yeah.
I don't know if I've... Wait, which one is Menace?
Menace with Menace Kane and O-Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
We watched it at your house.
Yeah.
Drinking 40s in your apartment.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
You can't watch that movie too often because that one... Bangs.
Hard. Yeah.
Oh, dude, and that was the first time I heard Ghetto Bird, that where they're flying over the projects, they show the Watts Towers. Ghetto Bird's a lot tighter, listen to it, but that's loosely the beat.
No, I think you guys, nailed it.
Guys, if you didn't know, there's not a helicopter in here.
No.
It's Sean singing Ghetto Bird.
Made that movie the same year he made Jurassic Park. Yeah. Big year for Samuel.
That's what I was just looking at, and he... Wildly different characters in those movies. That's a thing about this dude. He can just do whatever.
He's got to be one of the greatest working actors ever.
Versatile. Right? Yeah. Tat Lawson is his name in the movie.
Tat, what the fuck, man? You owe me some money, motherfucker? Hell no, but here you go. Man, when he shoots
it's
that,
in the red light.
Yeah.
It's just so scary.
In their kitchen, you're like, that's your kitchen light? Yeah. And then when he's like, hey, where's that money? And the guy just straight up like talks shit and he's like, better suck my dick. And you're like, whoa.
You can't just be saying that to people.
No, but I mean, if you just got out, he's like, I just got out the fucking joint, dude. What you think?
Well, that guy was crazy for that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you owe this dude's money. This money, you're just going to come chill in his house, right. Gamble with him.
And then when he
him to suck your dick. Like, whoa, that's a different mindset.
When he like damn near politely asks for it. Like, it's not polite, but it's like he's not being a dick. He's like, hey, man, when are you going to give me that money? And the guy's like, told you I ain't have your fucking money. You're like, whoa, don't come at, there's a gun on the table. Don't come at him like that, you know?
He thought he wasn't going to use it.
Tat did.
Menace.
So yeah, Menace.
Menace to Society.
The movie Fantastic. Fucking knocks.
Great pick, dude.
Hey, thanks, bud.
Hey, great pick. Menace to Society. Brains like a Modog. Mike, time for your second pick.
So I didn't think this one would get back to me, but it's a very minor role
he's
has
He's got a
in
deep
it.
Catalog.
But
it's a lot of movies he's been in.
I got to do it. Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah. He is in Goodfellas.
Yep, I honestly thought that
he's
was going
great
first.
Fellas in it.
Yeah. Yep.
What's his name? Slacks?
Yeah.
Stacks.
Fucks up the
Ditches the car, got stoned and fell asleep, went to his girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
Fucked up, man.
Tale as old as time.
So I end up dead.
Then Pesci had to get the coffee to go. No, I didn't want the coffee to go, but he could leave it, you know? When that guy's just like, so should we bring the coffee to go? No.
No.
Obviously. We'll just stop and get some different coffee.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring evidence of the man I just killed. Yeah. You want to bring it with you. Goodfellas 101.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a good little niche, right? Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, like
he rarely stars.
Yeah,
but he's always there. He's just like a good guard.
He's just showing up. Yeah, he's a good guard, dude.
He's a really good guard.
He's Chauncey Billups, man.
100%
off the ball guard.
Yeah. He can handle 100%. The pumpkin, but he doesn't need the pumpkin.
No, don't.
You know?
Yeah. I love it.
And just
you're
by
always
the way.
Happy to see him too.
He's the Rip Hamilton of of the cinema.
Man, shout out to that for the Pistons.
Sure.
Man, shout out to the Pistons.
That Pistons team was fucking Rashid, dude.
I love those guys.
Ben Wallace.
Ben.
Nobody looked harder than Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace was like 6'8", shoving Shaq around.
Yeah, dude.
He had those
scary
like,
afro.
Scary afro.
He had those
the ultimate warrior arm ties.
Yeah, around his arm. You're like, what are those doing, Ben? Besides making
dude,
you look terrifying.
Dark skinned hero, man. I saw that guy. I was like,
sweat
this
off my elbows.
This is everything that I like.
There's all those like legends about him. Like, yeah, he was bench pressing 800 pounds in the gym in Alabama. You know, shit like that. And you're like, oh, I believe it.
That guy, yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah. That terrifying. Oh, God, I love Ben Wallace.
Yeah, that
I'm gonna
terrifying.
Follow him on Instagram right now.
Just the big terrifying?
That's a good fucking idea.
Yeah.
Just go back to, just because I'm scrolling the IMDb, just go back to Jackie Brown for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Ordell Robbie, dude.
Yeah.
That was his name.
Yep.
He's got some good fucking names.
Seriously. Tat Ordell. I wonder what his name
Ordell.
Is in Coming to America.
I think it's
Robert Stick-up.
Jules Winfield.
Yeah. Yep.
That is also a great name.
It is.
His name's just Arnold in Jurassic Park.
Arnold. Yeah. Goodfellas, man. I honestly thought that was going quicker. I thought that was going to be number one Carmel.
I really didn't expect it to
I've
get past
Goodfellas
you.
I've picked Goodfellas too many times.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, is he going
to
not?
I had to take Kingsman.
Yeah.
I had to because it's... we've talked about Goodfellas a lot on
right.
here.
I certainly didn't think it was going to get past four opportunities from you two.
I honestly had to go Menace because I thought David was planning on taking it. So no, that's
just one of the most rewatchable Saturday morning movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
But I was torn because there's one that I'm pretty sure David's going to end up picking in these next two. And I'm
probably. I think you guys know. Is it my turn right
now? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so first in this round of next two, I'm picking a movie that he was really in, and it's just so fun to watch. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes.
He was
Zeus,
great.
Another
Zeus.
Dank name.
Yeah. Zeus Carver, I think.
I don't know.
Zeus Carver. Yeah, he was just really good in that movie.
That
movie's so much
fun. He's fucking great in it.
Dude, that sandwich board scene, I was like, holy buckets. That is,
that was
I
gnarly.
Couldn't believe that. He's and in he Harlem, just walks right? over, he's like, hey, man. What are you doing? Yeah. He wasn't judging because he's like, this dude's got to be crazy.
You got to be off your rock if you're doing that. Yeah.
Those guys are going to come over here. And then they come over and just crack the bottle on his face. And he just has to take. Oh, so buck, dude.
Not even the buck is part of the movie.
Not even close, man.
No, that movie.
It's just a fun ride. You know,
just
Simon Says.
And watching
that did like that water part.
Yeah.
And they're in the tunnel in New York at some point too, right?
What a great action movie.
Yeah. It's a great action movie. And he goes
great New York
Bruce
movie.
Willie in Bruce Willie's iconic franchise.
Yeah.
You know?
He held his own for sure.
I bet you once a year I try to figure out that riddle and I can never figure it out.
The water thing?
Yeah. Never. I watch the movie and I'm like, oh yeah, right. And then I think about it and I'm like, How do they
that much math with that much pressure? No.
a lot of Bruce Willie and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah,
they work well together. Two great tastes
they're
great
good.
Together.
Yeah. Yep.
Like the Jamaican jerk chicken wing and the spicy peanut.
Sure.
At Fire on the Mountain.
There they are.
We got to get some food after this.
We have to. I'm so hungry.
Yeah. My blood sugar is plummeting. Skyrocketing, whatever happens to blood sugar.
Yeah. Dave, time for your third pick.
My third pick, it's so hard because it's like, you know what? I got to go with my heart. This maybe isn't one of his best movies. Or no, it is. It's a movie that not a lot of people have seen.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love him in it. It's Fresh.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know Fresh.
I Bust the Dope Moves. That movie is crazy.
What is Fresh?
So it's about this little boy who Samuel L. Jackson is like his alcoholic father. And the only times they really hang out is they play chess together in the park.
Yeah.
But Fresh is about a little boy who basically sets up all these drug dealers.
Yeah, he's like a dope boy, right?
So he can get money for him and his sister to run away from New York, basically.
Yeah.
But he's like a little boy, and just all this fucking gnarly shit happens, and the kid is so fucking smart.
Yeah,
and like then that little Puerto Rican kid is so funny.
Well, it's like one of the hood movies that focuses on the kid, like a child the whole time.
Yeah,
like those are a rare form of hood movie that does that, and I like
it a lot. Hook me up with Esteban, B.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that Fresh is like
it's like through the eyes of a child the whole movie, not for a part of it, like the whole thing.
Yeah, it's one of those things where not a lot of people have seen it, but when you see it, you'll be like you guys are listening, go out and watch Fresh because
if you haven't watched it,
Fresh,
definitely
did it come
put
out?
On the cat.
Probably 94.
Jesus, I'm crazy.
He's wearing Adidas.
It is 94.
Is it 94?
Man,
that was a big year for him.
Yeah,
Pulp Fiction. That
wow.
Yeah, Fresh is like it's bleak though. Be ready.
Bleak. Giancarlo Esposito's in it.
Yeah, Esteban.
That run, especially from 90 to 95, like, he had such a run.
Yeah.
100% from the field.
But yeah, we got to draft those. Yeah.
What?
Anyway, runs.
Oh, yep. That's it. Yep. It's written down.
Yeah, but Fresh is my pick.
That movie rules. I think I'm going to get my third pick that I want to know
yet. I think
yet.
You're going to get.
I don't know
you
yet.
Mike might pick it.
I doubt it.
Mike, you're
I was very worried that I wasn't going to get it, but Juice.
Fuck!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck!
That was it.
I was thinking between Juice or Fresh.
Yeah.
I was just like,
Fresh Juice.
Yeah, exactly.
Fresh
shit, dude. I don't get upset a lot.
Yeah, playing a character named Trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Juice was great. I mean, what's to say about
Juice? Juice is
not a whole lot.
I was doing the Hoochie Coochie, my friend.
There's two things to say about it. Respect. Fucking power.
Is that the tagline?
It's
or
power,
something?
Power, respect, juice. How far will you go to get it?
I like at the end where he says, looks like you got the juice now.
Yeah.
You know, they say that movie is the reason Tupac flipped.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Because
right?
he got so hard into character.
Oh, yeah.
Turned into like a psycho.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. That movie.
He was scary in that movie. See, the thing about me is,
Q.
I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Q. Bishop, squash it. That was the first time I heard the term squash it, and it went flying into the lexicon after I heard that. I was saying it so much.
Tokyo drifted right into the lexicon.
Dude, it just like people wouldn't be fighting. I'd be like, why don't you guys squash whatever you got going on in your life that I don't even know about? You know, squash it.
Squash, yeah, me, I'm a squash guy now. I say squash.
See, no back in Beaver, squash was different. That was it was a game of recreation to be played at a gym between two Jewish lawyers.
Like someone's like, hey, let's go play some sports. I'm like, tight, let's go squash it.
You know? Squash it.
Squash is a good word.
Oh, dude, I love it, man. Squash that shit.
Man.
Squash.
That movie was cool. Onomatopoetic.
Because it started out so sweet and teenage.
Yeah, it really did.
And then it's just Tupac just gets bad.
Well,
he got a gun and went nuts.
It's a good where they like fight over holding the gun.
And they just
show that power trip of like him holding the gun in his hand. Like, damn, this feels tight. You could tell he's just switching.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just has the gun. And that scene where Q's in his locker, then they shut the door and the bishop's just standing there. He's like, what's up, Q?
Yeah, man.
Like trying to play it cool. Like he didn't just kill Raheem.
Yeah, man, he did kill Raheem.
That's Buck, too. He just shoots one of his best friends in cold blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gnarly, man. I love that movie.
And then he got juiced off of it. He went crazy.
Yeah. That's why also, the first time I heard that Cypress Hill song, Kill a Man. How I could just kill a man when...
He is something you can't understand.
How I could just kill a man.
No. You probably thought... What's his name?
Be Real?
No.
Zendog.
Sendog. You probably thought Sendog was here. It was just me.
Sendog, Way of the Samurai.
When they're going through that house party and it's all the red light.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah.
That movie's great. I love Juice.
Yep.
It's good.
Samuel L. Jackson, he owns a candy shop.
I thought he was the arcade guy, right?
I thought it was like...
They sell candy there, though.
Okay. Yeah, it was like a candy shop.
Just like the after school place where they...
Black as hell,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it's the black of the berry this week. All right.
She's talking to the motherfucker, too.
You know what they say, the older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That might be true.
It might be.
You know what? That's for a different...
Well, you're not married, dude, so you're speculating.
I'm speculating.
All speculation over here. Huh?
We're going to move on.
I liked it.
I'm just actually going to pick now.
Yeah.
Sean, it's time for your third pick.
No, it isn't. Wait,
juice?
Yeah, I just picked.
He picked juice.
Oh, yeah, shit.
It's a serpentine draft.
That's right. Yeah. Sorry, I thought David was next for some reason.
No. Sean Jordan got so lost in juice. I don't know. I have a whole list on my computer. I think David has a pretty clear list. Yeah. Mike seems to be doing okay.
No, I'm Sean shook.
To buy Sean some time.
My voice just cracked.
To buy Sean some time. Sean's crying
right My now. Voice just cracked. I'm like, his my blood pressure's spiking.
He's like, you could see the fear painted across him. We're going to take a quick ad break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, I was just out in an open mic, and I have a ton of trouble just standing there and socializing. You would think I'd be amazing at it. You'd think we all would, because we're stand-up comedians. It is very hard to do. And one thing that I noticed for my mental health, I was just look at, like, how charged is my battery? You know what I'm talking about? Like, all that stuff that you need to use your energy for, like, going out socializing, eye contact for me, all that stuff, you would think it would be hard, but it is hard when those lights are shining. I don't need to look at anyone, but you know, just all that stuff. It's really, really hard to do. And it's something that you ignore a lot of times. You think it's not a big deal. Setting boundaries, learning how to say goodbye, thinking everyone's mad at you when you leave, all those things, like all those social things, they can drive somebody nuts. And you know, the right amount of socializing, all that stuff, it's very important to figure out. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life, you know, that doesn't drain you completely, because it is important. If you want to leave somewhere, you can go on and dip. Nobody's going to get mad at you, but sometimes it's hard to know that. And essentially, it's one of the best things about therapy is they can give you somebody who can just help you figure out those boundaries, those lines, those internal, you know, alarms that are going to go off. And when they do, just go on a dip, go on and do you, because you can't be fun unless you're having fun yourself. You know what I mean? So talking to someone about it, I've never had anybody come at me and be like, oh, that was a bummer that I talked to that person about this. It's always going to help. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They are there for you. They want to help. It is done entirely online, is designed to be convenient, flexible. Like we always say, it's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch therapists at any time. There's no additional charge because they want it to work just like you want it to work. So if you get a therapist, you don't like it, hit the bricks. Give me a new one. You know, it's as simple as that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/allfantasy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on Digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Sean has collected his thoughts on Samuel L. Jackson. He has refused the marijuana.
David always tries to hand it to me. I'm sorry to everybody listening. That was very unprofessional.
Nobody cares.
That's I care deeply.
Unprofessional. The whole thing is unprofessional.
Yeah,
for God's
but there's
sake.
A there's a code.
Yeah, 101 we're drinking episodes into it at this point.
A code of ethics is
we do live
should
our life
be in
by
place.
A code of ethics.
And I apologize. So yes,
the,
with
that
my
code is power. Respect. How far are you willing it's, to go to get it? And your pick, dog.
Pick number 3. Time to Kill.
Oh. Yeah.
Love that movie.
Yeah, and that movie's good.
He does. I didn't think I was going to, again, because I was so hell-bent on Juice, but I didn't think I was going to pick another movie that he had a main role in, but he
But he has the best line in the whole
movie.
Fucking movie.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yes, I hope they deserve, or yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
That's
yeah.
fucking awesome.
I didn't deliver it with the grit.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
And I do hope that.
Something like that.
So I heard that, because I didn't see that movie until later.
Yeah.
And I think Chappelle, on Chappelle's show, says that. I forget the bit.
The Samuel L. Jackson.
The Samuel
beer.
Jackson. Good motherfucking
that's right.
choice, motherfucker. Yeah.
So I saw that before I saw that movie, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that line has any merit. And like, yeah, they did deserve to die in that movie, and they did deserve to burn in hell, because they did a rough thing. But yeah, he absolutely runs that movie as far as him and McCann just fucking acting their little peckers off, and Bullock killing it.
Sandy Bullock?
Yeah.
Sandy B.
Oh, dude.
Sandy B. Everyone's just kind of sweaty the whole time.
It's a great movie. Yeah, like Southern and just like everybody's moist. And, yeah.
But they're like, it's got McCann and Sandy B just sitting there and like, you guys both look amazing.
Yeah.
Just slamming tequila, kind of sweating.
Sweaty,
yeah, it looks fun.
Drunk, hot, racism everywhere. You know? The air thick with racism.
Thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Time to Kill.
Yeah, he just murders that movie.
He's so good. One.
Yeah.
Good
and
one.
It's such a heavy fucking movie.
Heavy.
Like, yeah, you can't really. That's like once every couple of years.
Yeah.
You don't really need usually to just when it pops on TV.
Oh, people are coming over to throw on the Time to Kill.
That's also oddly on Sundays a lot of time, hangover days, and you're like, what are you doing
well,
to my Sunday?
Sometimes when I'm hungover, though, I do just want to watch a big movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, don't feel bad.
I'll fuck around and
sleep
watch like,
for
the Pelican Brief
or
some shit.
Yeah. Dude, a John Grisham movie, when you're like hungover, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, The Rainmaker or whatever. Fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's how you like to go to bed. You just curl up with your Grishams, right?
I have a bed made of Grishams.
Draw a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Light some candles.
Sketch it. time for my third pick.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm with my third pick. I'm taking a movie. He's got a little part in it.
Okay.
But it's a big little part. I eat the pussy. I eat the butt. I eat every motherfucking thing. Playing the role of Big Don.
So gnarly.
In a motion picture called True Romance.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck. Yeah. I had that queued up next. Butt.
Damn.
One of my favorite movies of all time, by the way.
That movie.
True Romance? Doesn't get nearly enough shine on this
that's
podcast.
That's his first movie, right?
Whose?
Tarantino's?
Oh,
he wrote it.
Yeah.
He didn't direct it. Yeah.
Who directs it?
One of the Scotts? Tony Scott.
That movie is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. R.I.P.
That movie's damn near perfect.
It's
dude.
Fucking perfect, dude.
What's a
Alabama
Drexel?
Worley.
Yep.
Christian Slater's dope in it.
Walken's
everyone's
great
dope.
In it.
Walken's great in it. Walken's got that amazing monologue.
Brad Pitt's great in it.
The weird Val Kilmer part.
Roommate.
Playing Elvis. You're like, what's
Val Kilmer plays Elvis in it?
Didn't even know it was Val Kilmer for like a decade after I saw that.
Dennis Hopper is amazing in it.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman.
Dude, must be White Boy Day.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman is crazy in it.
Yeah. Seriously.
He's an Oscar winner.
I didn't believe that
we
was him.
We should watch that movie tonight.
We should. We should throw it on.
Love that movie, dude. Gandolfini is so... He's so good in that
scary
movie.
Scary in it, dude. Because
that was like the first thing Gandolfini was ever really in, right?
Patricia Arquette just nailing it.
That doofus Michael Rappaport.
Oh, fuck Michael Rappaport.
He's in there being a fucking doofus.
That dude is a chud.
Dude, he's a chud.
Bronson Pinchot.
Don't do that thing where you like tag him and say we were talking shit about him.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to get involved in that. I don't want him to feel bad about himself, but just like...
He should feel bad about himself
fucking
in a way.
Lame.
One time when I was on the CBS lot, I was trying to find parking, and there was a spot reserved for Michael Rappaport, so I parked in it. I was like, this is my spot now.
So I parked in it.
Yeah. Come do something, Rappaport.
Chris Penn and Sizemore.
Yeah, dude, Chris Penn and Sizemore.
Killer roles.
It's just a fucking great... The soundtrack, that like glockenspiel, that gluck, gluck, gluck. Yeah, it's fucking, you're so cool. You're so cool. Oh, it's so good.
The whole movie.
Patricia Arquette. I don't mean to be crass here.
What?
But just one of the most beautiful, in this role.
Oh, yeah.
Just one of the most beautiful women of all time.
It's not crass to call someone beautiful.
Oh, my God. I was doing a thing.
Yeah, I got you.
He knows the words.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah.
And her sister is the subject of a Toto song.
What?
Roseanne Arquette.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's about Roseanne. The drummer was dating Roseanne Arquette.
What would you say, the fourth best Toto song? Third?
Second? Third.
Okay.
One
of Michael Lewis' great moments. At Night at the Roost, which I'm surprised why you don't love it. Because we had a great moment there where we were all just like, no, Africa. And then you went and played Hold the Line. And we were like, oh, yep, that's the best.
I don't know that I knew that was Toto until that night.
Hold the Line's one of the best songs.
Hold the Line. No. Love is it always. Because
it just fucking jams from start to finish.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's song. You love saying the whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
It's pretty, and I love watching you do it.
That song knocks, dude.
True Romance. And now it's time for me to take my fourth movie. And with my fourth pick, I think I'm going to go with... Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah. Attaboy.
What you know, they call me Mr. Glass.
Mr. Glass.
Also coming out, that movie.
Yeah, coming out. A sequel's coming out.
Yeah.
I just love that movie.
That's a fun movie.
Damn, another Bruce Willie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Whoa.
I bet they like each other a lot.
I've heard Bruce Willie is like a dick on set, so maybe Sam can balance him out a little bit.
Oh,
you know?
Maybe.
Like maybe Bruce Willie's
together,
nice.
Dude. Maybe it's a Charles Oakley and Michael Jordan.
Oh,
they're just
fucking
dicks to everybody.
Asshole.
Dicks on the team bus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Fomping.
it's just like a fun fucking M. Night Shyamalan sort of like...
Dark. The whole movie's dark.
It's dark.
That was
like,
the
and
that
it's
the
like
first
a
one?
It's supernatural kind of...
And back to the Oakley and Jordan comparison, that's why they had to wait so long to do the next Die Hard, is they were, you know, he was secretly suspended for getting his dad killed by the mob.
That's what happened. Exactly, yeah. Bruce Willis' dad got secretly killed by the mob.
Can't do another Die Hard until
he was secretly
ready.
Suspended.
Charles Oakley was drunk that whole
David
time.
David Stern had to look into it.
Yeah, that movie's dope, and I'm excited for Glass to come out.
I am too, man.
Yeah.
I like that little world.
Yeah.
Shyamalan, got, you know, he dipped.
Mm.
Yeah, he's back.
Give me him all.
I don't
care
any of his movies besides Signs.
The Village.
Yeah.
You hate Signs?
The Village was trash.
The Village
too.
Sucked. I love Signs.
Which was the one where the trees?
Signs is my favorite, baby.
Really?
What was the one where the trees? The Happening sucked. Where the trees were like communicating with us, like we'll kill you if you don't start treating us better.
Yeah, that sucked.
Oh, I didn't see
that
one.
Frat got up the second the credits hit. My friend Frat gets up. He's like, fuck that. And just walked. Said it pretty loud. So, like, everybody in the theater could hear it and just stormed out like a baby.
That's hilarious.
Like, Frat, come on, man.
That's
saw it
what
for
the moral of that movie was, that the trees were like, you better treat us better?
Pretty much. They were talking, right? And they were like spreading, a sickness and killing people.
Pretty reasonable request by the trees.
The trees!
Listen, if the trees could kill us, they would have done it by now.
Sean, it's time for your fourth pick.
I'm gonna pick Iron Man.
Oh.
It is to this day my favorite superhero movie.
What?
My favorite Marvel movie. I say,
ooh.
Yeah. Because
I was gonna say, why so serious?
Which man? Somebody sent me that poster, and it's gonna get hung up.
Of course, it's gonna get hung up.
Not the common area.
I'm gonna hang it up in your room.
Not where I'm hanging.
I'm gonna hang it up in your room.
I will.
Right on your ceiling.
Can you imagine waking? There's some dude out there somewhere who that poster's on his ceiling.
He just wakes up and he's like, it's going to be another great day. Yeah. Another day run by the Joker.
Where'd I look at you?
Why so serious?
Ugh.
Yeah, man, Iron Man just rips. I love that movie. And he's good as Nick Fury.
Yeah.
I think it's it's a good role for him. He's an eye patchman. And,
he's an eye patchman.
He's an eye patchman.
I appreciate the patch.
He's an eye patchman for sure from way back.
I love the patch.
He's an eye patchman from way back.
Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know.
It's pronounced Iran Man.
Iran.
Man, I had a friend that said Iron back in the day. Said he was going to like iron his clothes and stuff. It drove me way too fucking crazy.
How did he get through life that way?
He's the kid that used to spit on my pillow at sleep. I'd get up to go to the bathroom, and I'd come back, and there'd be loogies all over my pillow.
No.
So you mean your enemy?
He was such a bully to me when I didn't realize it, because it was like, you have a friend, and you're like, man, I don't have a ton of friends when I'm like 7 and 8, you know? And he was just, our parents were like best friends.
So
I just hung out with him all the time. He was so, I've told you about him. He was the kid who would not let me eat breakfast sometimes.
Oh, like, yeah, that's fucked up.
He'd get up early. He would eat, and then I'd wake up still like 8 in the morning with kids. And I'm like, hey, can I have some cereal? He's like, oh, no, we ate already. Like, what? He was such a dick. He's the one that told me, I don't know if you've ever heard this. He told me Clyde Drexler's nickname was Clyde the Clyde.
Oh, yeah, you have told me
get
that one.
Get off me, dude. Are you kidding me? And as a child, I'm like, well, there's no way it's Clyde the Clyde. But he bullied me into being like, all right. I guess we're just going to call him Clyde the Clyde.
Clyde.
He would not let me leave the crib until I traded him certain football cards. We couldn't go to bed until he beat me in Tecmo Bowl some nights. Like, I beat him a few games in a row.
This dude sucks.
Yeah, he was a bummer, dude. He was a real big bummer when we were kids.
Luckily,
he's dead now.
What I'm excited about is Mike Malloy's fourth pick.
Oh, what do you got, Mikey?
This is a movie that I honestly have watched so many times I can't even tell if it's good anymore.
Sure.
Coach Carter.
Now there's a hangover movie.
Yeah. Hopeful for today. That song. That's
great.
Mary J. Blige song.
Coach Carter, dude.
A young Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I've never seen Coach Carter. He's a real basketball coach. Yeah. I never saw it.
It was
heavy on the TNT lineup. I can't believe you missed that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You haven't seen it, but
you've seen We Are Marshall, if you've seen Glory Road, if you've seen anything like that.
Okay, yeah.
It's a different formula, same thing comes out of the oven.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's so good. I love a Coach
Carter.
Meat,
cheese, bread, you know, however you do it. Sometimes it's pizza, sometimes it's a sandwich.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a tortilla.
Sometimes it's a what?
Tortilla.
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 Carne asada. Carne asada.
Coach Carter. So what is he? He's like an inner city basketball coach?
Yeah. He's come to take over the program. It's got Ashanti. And
Ashanti's in it.
Ashanti's one movie, I think. Right?
Yeah, she really didn't do too many movies, did she?
Because she wasn't an actor.
Ja Rule didn't want to share, you know?
No.
Ja Rule didn't want us getting too much Ashanti.
I understand, though. I understand.
We were talking about this the other day. What do you think Ashanti's up to?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Oh, killing it, right?
She flexes on the gram every now and again.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be like, that's the right amount of like fame, you know?
Ashanti?
Yeah, like she can go to Target and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
A couple people might be like, holy shit, that's Ashanti. But like, she'll be all right.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
Yeah. But she's also like mad famous. She could probably get into the Oscars if she wanted to.
Ashanti?
You know? Yeah.
That run was only like 3 years.
She'd get into like she'd get MTV. No.
She'd get into People's Choice Awards.
Yeah, probably.
She was a guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race recently. She's still getting calls. Right.
She's still getting shine.
I mean, she's not
for a job.
Ashanti.
Yeah.
All right. I apologize. Where's the door?
Okay. Everyone's running low.
Yeah, that joke
I gotta go
was
downstairs
Ashanti.
To leave. Right?
It was Ashanda. David Tampior, fourth and then final picks.
My fourth pick is Django Unchained.
Yes, dog.
Yes.
I almost picked it, but I thought it might be weird.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
Because now I got it. I watched that movie on Christmas. in San Francisco with my friend Andre and our white friend Colin, and the whole crowd cheered when they whipped that white guy, and Samuel Jackson's character made me so mad.
Dude.
Like, he played it so well, because in the theater, I was just like, fuck this guy!
Yeah.
And Django was great. Django's fucking fantastic.
Jamie Foxx is a fucking movie star in that.
Listen, he can do anything.
Anything.
He can do all of it.
And he does.
Yeah, he does.
He gets it done well.
Shazam.
Dude, he could really can do everything at a professional level.
I bet he could kickflip. I bet he could kickflip if you gave him 2 weeks.
See, that's okay, going back to like Will Smith doing stand-up, that's a frustrating thing.
Of course.
When someone like a Jamie Foxx can hop on and kickflip and you're like, it took me And I, granted, I learned quicker than most to how to kickflip. Yeah, it didn't take me that long.
Our boy's good at skateboarding.
But yeah, dude, it took me hours, tons of man hours in the driveway. And I bet Jamie Foxx could get it done in like a day.
He's just a natural athlete.
Uh-huh. God damn it. Now I'm furious.
What does Denzel Washington say about what hours? It's something. I have something hours like when he's like talking about how many people he's put in prison. It's not man hours. What is it?
In Training Day?
Yeah, in Training Day.
Oh, I don't even remember this part.
I have, we was talking about, they build prisons because of me.
Yeah.
I have, it might be man. It's like I've over 10,000.
It's not man hours.
Oh, shit, dude. It's going to bug me. But
I'm going to look it up.
I know what you're talking about. But yeah, anyway, Django, man. I saw it in South Dakota. And some people in the theater laughed at the wrong stuff.
Yeah, I bet they did. Don't tell us what stuff.
No, God, no. But I'm just saying it was one of those things where it's like, it was weird in the theater after that. But yeah, the fucking...
Yeah, we saw it in very different theaters. There was a whole lot of clapping going on in line. At the right stuff.
At the right stuff.
You got the right stuff.
Baby. The right what, Amy stuff. Say I was a bad single? You got the right stuff. Baby. Baby.
Love the way you turn me on.
You got the right stuff.
The right stuff.
The right stuff.
Django Unchained. It's fucking good.
Yeah.
Christoph Waltz.
That was our introduction, right? Or was he in Inglourious Basterds first?
He was in Inglourious. And like, Samuel L. Jackson does narration for Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, shit.
I think that disqualifies it, though. He does, but it's not. He's not in it.
He does narration for a bunch of shit.
He's not in it. You know? Yeah. But like, that's my Django Unchained, Inglourious Bastard.
No, I was saying this. I was saying this the other day.
Yeah,
racial catharsis,
dude. Me and Ivan Carmel saw that movie in the theaters, and we're just stoked.
Yeah, it feels so good.
They were
good.
Just machine gunning Hitler's face off, and you're just
that
like,
was
yes,
that dude. Was.
He knows
a
what
move.
We want to see.
Yeah,
it's the same scene as when Django whipped the slave master, and you're just like,
yep,
get him, get him,
get him, machine gun his face off,
get him,
dude.
Machine gun his face off.
He's blue like suit wearing
the,
ass.
He's like the bartenders at the Roost. Yeah, he's a little problematic, but when you walk in. He serves up exactly what you want.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the counter.
He gives you too much of it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I might start calling them Quentin and Tarantino.
I think they wouldn't notice, nor would it change the dynamics of your relationship at all.
They're the only ones in there drunker than us. David, it's time for your final pick.
My final pick is the 1989 Spike Lee
God
joint.
Damn it. Yuck.
Do the right thing.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Radio Raheem in real life and in the movie.
R.I.P.
Yeah, do the right thing, man. It's great. It's, you know, what's to say about that movie? It's fantastic. You could feel how hungry Spike Lee was.
Yeah, you could.
He wanted it.
I watched the Netflix thing.
What?
The series based on it?
Yeah,
no.
Sure. No, really? She's Gotta Have It.
That's on She's Gotta Have It. Yeah, which is pretty good. It's actually pretty good. The Netflix She's Gotta Have It.
I haven't given it a try yet.
But She's Gotta Have It is also fantastic.
The movie, yeah. I haven't watched the TV.
What Samuel Jackson's name in this movie is?
It's like Senor Love something.
Senor Love Daddy.
Yeah, because he's the radio
Mr.
DJ.
Mr. Senor Love Daddy.
Mr. Senor?
Mr. Senor Love Daddy.
Can you do that?
Mr.
He can.
Damn.
He is.
Mr. Senor loved it.
That's a flex.
Dude, fucking Danny Aiello on that show. Another Giancarlo Esposito flick.
Yeah.
It's fucking good, man. John Turturro.
Turturro is a sleeper of Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, Turturro. Yeah. Nobody he lives a pizza place with Aiello.
Yeah, he's their brother.
Man, I didn't.
He's the brother who hates black people. Mm-hmm.
I can't even picture
Remember
it right
his
now.
His other brother loves black people?
Well, I'll tell you.
He hates Mookie.
So
he's worried. They don't even live there in that neighborhood. Why are they doing? All right.
Tell you this, first time I saw that movie.
You were drunk as hell?
No. I've talked about this before. They've done this thing in Portland called Movies in Black and White where they show a controversial, not controversial, they'd show a movie that was heavily race driven and then they'd have comedians come up and like get interviewed about it. And I asked them, people in Portland of influence, I guess they wanted to say. So I go, should I watch it first? He's like, oh no, you should have this be your first time. And I watched it and it was full theater. And I got up there and I was like, you know me well enough. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what, I don't know the right thing to say when people ask me questions. I was like, listen, everyone's dope. People were like, this is crazy, dude.
What? I mean, that's a whole weird
It was
situation.
A weird move to have. And I was on that. And then, what's the Sidney Poitier one?
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
No, no.
In the Heat of the Night?
Heat of the Night. Yeah. Those are the two movies I did. The heaviest fucking movies.
I like that they were like, do the right thing. You know who's going to have some hot commentary?
Yeah.
Sean Jordan.
Well, not commentary. It was like Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. And then somebody, they
said
a question.
Sioux Falls doll. I just thought about that.
Sioux Falls doll.
I like it. Anyways, keep going.
There was a question about like racism affecting your life. And I was like, honestly, it was never really something I was around. And they go, what about Native Americans? I was like, fuck, man. You're right, my dad. Yeah. And like people were like calling me out. Like, you grew up in the Midwest. You just talked about it. That had to have been an issue. And I'm like, you're right. I did. And I didn't even know what to say. I think I said like, yeah, I just have my rose-colored glasses on. Oh, it was ridiculous, dude.
Yeah. I don't even know why you're reliving it now.
I just, you know.
I wouldn't have told that to anybody.
Well, just, you know. I wasn't,
it's a great story.
Wasn't being an asshole or anything, like.
I'd have taken that baby right to bed. No.
Taking that baby right to bed.
Do the Right Thing. Great movie. Not much to say about it. Young Spike Lee in his prime.
Malloy, take us to the house on fire on your fifth pick.
I'm going
to
go first animated one, I think, that we've taken. The Incredibles.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen The Incredibles.
Oh, it's good. I haven't seen the second good, one.
I heard it's amazing.
Yeah. It is tight.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. I'll let you go.
I don't know. Anything to say about The Incredibles, anyone?
I mean, it's wildly revered as one of the dopest animated movies there is, right? Did I say wildly revered, right?
I think so.
Huh?
Look at me. Yes, you did.
Stepping up the vocab over here.
Big words.
I love it.
I try.
I love my brain.
Paid $5 for each of them. What's the phrase?
$5 words.
Ah, see? Banging on all cylinders over here.
Firing.
Damn it. Yeah, dude, it's dope. And it took like what? 50. Well, when did that come out? 10 years to make the sequel? Which is
2004, I think, was the first one.
Yeah, yeah, like 14, like
13, 14 years for the sequel.
2004, yeah, was the first.
That pretty movie gnarly. Is so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Incredible is low key.
Oh, shit. Right?
I'm just saying.
This is incredible.
Sean might be commenting on her Instagram next. Okay, The Incroyables.
Incroyable.
Oh, it's incredible, man.
Incredible.
Sorry, bro. Boy. Sean, you beautiful stallion.
Hey, thanks.
Galloping across the Great Plains.
Thanks, bud.
What's your final pick, Bobby?
It's going to be a movie that I liked and probably was never going to get picked. That's why it's going fifth, but Black Snake Moan.
Is that Christina Ricci up in that?
Yeah. And Timberlake's like, one of Timberlake's early acting.
Oh, Timberlake is in it.
Yeah, he's the, like,
he's her boyfriend.
The shitty boyfriend, and he's all tatted up.
He's
and
not shitty.
I thought, he's a military, you're right, he was Alpha Dog. He was a good dude in that.
Yeah, he had the shakes.
But he left, right? He had to bail on her for military.
And then she couldn't control this moaning urge.
Where's Christina Ricci at?
I don't know.
What's she up to?
Oh, I thought you meant in that movie.
I think she's at the restaurant next door, I think.
She got bucks?
You know where she is? She's chained to Samuel L. Jackson's radiator.
What's the plot of that movie?
He basically gets her off she's like a sex addict, drug addict, and he just tries to get her right.
Horse.
Yeah. So he like, it's like a Basketball Diaries thing. He just like kind of traps her at the crib and like helps her get better.
Okay.
And it's good. It's like, not an amazing movie, but it's good.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm heavy with this. He runs that movie. Like, that is a Sam Jackson-ass movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it. Black Snake Moan.
Beautiful.
You know? That was one for me.
Good. I'm about to do one for me.
Hey, oh, really?
Because I'm taking the movie Deep Blue Sea.
A shark ate me.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, I don't even know if I can, like...
Deep Blue Sea.
That is one of the funniest deaths ever.
Funny.
Dude, when the shark...
In the middle of this fucking deep speech and
deepest blue. My head is like a shark's fin.
My head is like a shark's fin.
Oh, man.
LL, what are you doing, dude?
Well, because he said that in Bad.
I don't know what Bad is.
My hat is like a shark's fin.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said that in the song I'm Bad.
Well, now it makes sense.
In 1988 or something.
Okay.
But Deep Blue Sea, also like the beginning of CGI in major movies.
Yeah.
So it looks so bad.
It's rough. It's
terrible.
So fucking bad. Oh, man.
A shark ate me.
Yeah, what a bad movie.
Might as well have been a fucking hand puppet that bit him.
Who else was in that movie?
In Deep Blue Sea? Cool J was
Uncle L, Sam J.
Doesn't Sam J survive the whole thing?
No, he gets eaten.
He gets eaten
by a shark.
The shark
who survives
at
the very end? LL didn't survive.
I can't remember. I don't know much about. I know that
they were
is,
like making the super smart sharks, right?
It is a rough movie, but it's fun.
It's fun.
It's a fun little walk.
It's.
But yeah, that was
Michael Rapaport again.
Yep, love him.
Oh, he's up.
God fucking damn it!
Fucking damn it!
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot of.
I just that LL Cool J song. Deepest, bluest. My head is like a shark.
Saffron Burroughs is all up in there.
Okay.
Saffron. Thomas Jane, dude. Stellan Skarsgård.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other Skarsgård.
Saffron Burroughs.
A lot of Skarsgårds.
Skarsgård. There's hella Skarsgårds, dude.
Yeah.
Guard your scars.
Can't even talk about it right now. So that's the final pick of the Samuel L. Jackson movie draft. We left a lot of, I mean, not great movies on the board. Well, Star Wars.
We certainly left movies. Mace that Windu, were made.
Bro. I
Mace
love Windu. Lightsaber. I love the prequel. I don't give a fuck. I like the prequels and I like Star Wars Episode One and I like Revenge of the Sith a lot.
Uh-huh.
And he is really good in Revenge of the Sith.
The
and he
negotiator
says coward.
Wasn't bad.
He goes, in Revenge of the Sith, he goes, General Grievous will run and hide. He's a coward. I love it so much. He's just so serious. Like, he's a coward. Like, all right.
Shaft was okay.
Triple X.
Rules of Engagement. Not so terrible. Sick. Patriot
Kill
Games.
Bill. Basic. Patriot Games is fun. Kill Bill, sure.
Oh, he was, wait, was he a voice in Kill Bill? Was he like a narrator or was he in it?
What is he in Kill Bill?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Was he a narrator of some sort?
He's Rufus.
Who's, well, I don't know. Is he in, like physically in it or is he a narrator?
Yeah, I think
he
so.
Is? Okay.
I'm just reading the filmography of
Killiam William.
Killiam William. Chill Bill, dude.
Chill Bill.
We got a boy named Chill Bill. Answers the phone by saying, huh.
Huh. So that does it. That about does it. Thank you for putting up with the our low blood sugar.
Yeah.
We recorded this right after episode 100. So we were hungover last night. We'll be hungover again tomorrow, baby.
You sure will.
We rushed through the ending of the last one. I got to run through our list. I forgot. David, you went first. You took Jurassic Park, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Fresh, Django Unchained, and Do the Right Thing.
That's a good list.
Mike, you went second. You took Pulp Fiction, Goodfellas, Juice, Coach Carter and the Incredibles.
Coach Carter and the Incredibles.
Sean, you went third. You took Jackie Brown, Menace, A Time to Kill, Iron Man, and Black Snake Moan.
Damn, that's solid. That's
I went tight. Last and I took Coming to America, Kingsman, True Romance, Unbreakable, and Deep Blue Sea.
Man.
Damn, these are like 15 bangers.
Bangers, dude.
Or 20, excuse me. Like any of these movies are on TV, I'm excited.
One of them is on right now. I guarantee you one of those is on right now.
I bet you, I would say the stats on his shit, I bet you one of his movies is probably always on TV.
That dude's getting residual checks often.
How many times do you think he's texted someone like, hey man, I'm on 3 channels right now?
Probably a lot.
One of them's a T-Mobile commercial or whatever the hell he does.
And now he's done, the Capital One.
What's in your wallet?
He's on TV at some point today.
God, yeah.
I'd say every hour probably he's on television.
At least you're going to get one little teaspoon of Al Jackson.
That's
spoonful
crazy.
Of sugar, baby.
Thank you so much for listening.
Everybody.
Make sure you send us yours at AllFantasyPod on Twitter.
Hit the email up.
AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com.
There it is.
Shout out to super producer Marissa.
Oh, there
Shout
she
out
goes.
To everyone on the subreddit. Shout out to Frankie Ocean.
Frankie
Shout
Ocean's
out to Sid
so
the
bad.
Dude. Shout out to everyone on the Instagram.
Everybody.
We love you so much.
For real. Keep sending in messages, too. It's so fun. And don't be scared to mix it to music, whatever you send in. Just don't ever be scared of that, because that's...
Yeah.
So much fun.
Please.
Please.
And more important than all that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shiklockety!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.